Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton attending, along with Lizzo and Queen Latifah. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November. Now, you need to pay $250,000 just to get into this event, and everyone will get a signed copy of Trump's coffee table book of photos from his administration called Our Journey Together. In other news, the Biden administration on Friday authorizing billions of dollars in aid to Israel, including bombs and fighter jets. This is an employee at the State Department stepping down because she doesn't like the Biden administration's support of Israel. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Welcome, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Now get them gumbo paddles together, y'all, as we stir the roux.
With all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter. In the Easter parade.
This is Jackie Gumbo, y'all, and happy Easter. Happy Easter to one and all. People abroad, people on boats, people that are on freight trains, people that are out on the boats, people that are out at sea, people who are under the sea. If you're in your living room, in your car, or in a spaceship, welcome, welcome one and all to our Easter Spectacular. Yes, you're listening to Judy Garland singing Easter Parade. Let's listen to a little bit more of that.
I'm taking to the Easter Parade.
Isn't that classic? That's absolutely wonderful. Hollywood from a day gone by, but we can still relive it and be part of it. Let's say hello to Cousin Tom. Cousin Tom.
Good morning. Hi, Uncle Jack. Happy Easter, and boy, what a beautiful song.
It is, isn't it? It's classic. So now we already reached our first feature. What did Tom do today?
Well, I woke up a little sore. Well, that's sort of a lie. I should have been sore. I had run or participated in the Crescent City Classic yesterday, but I went so slow that I didn't feel a thing this morning until I looked at the results. And at first I saw I took 12,478. And I thought, well, that's not bad. You know, there's 15,000. It was horrible. So I looked in my age group. I was 300th, which I wasn't very proud of. And then I looked under, because the data is all on a spreadsheet, under my name, people with my last name, I came in sixth out of eight of us. So I'm telling people I took sixth place in the Crescent City Classic.
So you ran in the Classic. What else did you do?
Well, I woke up. I went down to I got to a parade, and only in New Orleans. Most cities don't have an Easter parade. New Orleans has three. The historic French Quarter one early this morning, then the regular French Quarter 39th year annual parade, annual Easter parade. And then since 2000, there's been the gay Easter parade with displays of gowns and summer suits and other celebratory things. I went to the first parade for a little bit and then got to Easter Mass.
I think that first parade is put together by the Spring Fiesta people. The second parade was put together by Miss Chris Owens, who passed away several years ago. But Miss Chris Owens started that parade real small, and it's actually real big, and they have a hat contest, and they go to St. Louis Cathedral, and they do it up big for Easter. And the Easter bonnets. I wonder how many women out there wore Easter bonnets. When you were out at the parade, did you see people? How were people dressed? What type of things did you experience? What did you see? What did you feel?
Well, beautiful. And it was a beautiful day. People were dressed in their nicest, you know, seersucker suits. I'll tell you, though, between bonnets and Easter bunny ears, it was probably a tie, or maybe the Easter bunny ears may have won. It was very celebratory and a lot of fun. And I would have loved to have stayed for the other parades, but I got to Mass and then drove out to visit my dad here in Diamond Head, Mississippi.
That's where you're at it right now. Yeah, I tell you, man, when I came into the CBD, I saw a lot of, you know, people hanging out who had just come from parades, and it seemed to be a plethora of people wearing Easter bunny ears. Was that apparently something that they threw out in the parade a lot?
I don't know, because there were different types of ears, and I noticed that also. And I've done a couple other Crescent City Classics, but the bunny ears, you and I are going to need to get ourselves a set of bunny ears for next year.
Now, speaking about that, when you were running in the Classic, how many people were dressed up as bunnies or bunny ears in the Classic?
Well, first of all, I participated in the Classic. I can't quite say I was running, but I was moving. I kept moving.
I'm glad that you could move.
Distance. Yeah.
I found that moving. The question is, he counters with the bunny ears. The question is, how many bunny ears did you see?
I'd say 25% bunny ears. I'd say even 8% full head to toe bunny costume.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Jeez and
Pete. Yeah, They were hopping along. No.
Oh well. Gaboonkum. So also too. Let's see. Man, so many things happening at the same time. And we're right smack dab in the middle of March Madness. Is that what you got in your grab bag this week? Your gree-gree bag, I'm guessing.
Yes. No, in fact, there's a game going on right now that's going to be the final deciding game to see who's in the Final Four. So we know three of the teams. And I got to tell you,
hold on. Wait a minute now. You can't go any further without answering a question. You got my interest peaked. The game is going on right now. I want to know what two teams are playing in the game right now.
Right now, and I feel bad for the audience because I'm sure they've all tuned in now to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo.
Well, let's see. Come on now.
But Duke is playing North Carolina State for the last slot to see who's going to take on a team that's already decided to be in there, Purdue, with a 7'5" player of Chinese ancestry from Canada.
Wow.
Zach Edey. So they're going to be tough to beat. Purdue's a number one seed. But right now, Duke is playing North Carolina State. And then the other two teams that are set is Alabama won yesterday to be able to play the University of Connecticut, who's last year's defending champion. So it's been a great madness. My bracket was actually a lie to say it was busted because I fill them in after the game. So actually, my bracket is in perfect condition.
Absolutely. So in terms of that game that's going on right now, who looks like they're winning?
You know, last I saw, it was close. It was just starting, and I think it's going to be a good game. I'd probably favor seeing Duke play Purdue and then Alabama UConn. I think that would be a very fun Final Four.
That's wonderful. And there's your total of gree-gree bag and what time did today. And so, I had lunch today, and I had a big hankering to go to Bricado's. But Bricado's was closed today of all days, you know. But we know what's right down the block from Bricado's.
Oh, right down the block from Bricado's is Venezia's.
That's right. Venezia's Italian restaurant. Reservations are strongly recommended, y'all. The location is 134 North Carrollton. Easy to get to. Plenty of parking. The number is 504-488-7991. That's 504-488-7991. Venezia's Italian restaurant. And recently they put flags up there, Italian flags up front. They painted the front and put two nice Italian flags. It looks very beautiful. This commercial, this spot for Venetia's, is dedicated to one of their waitresses. Her name was Parrish. Her name is Parrish. Very, very conscientious, very considerate, and a heart of gold waitress. She passed away unexpectedly on Monday. And everybody was in shock. Everybody misses Parrish. So this spot is dedicated to Parrish. In fact, this entire show is dedicated to the memory of Parrish. So consolations, prayers, and blessings to the other waitresses, to her co-workers, to her family, friends, everywhere. They close tonight at 9. The dark on Tuesday. Here's some of the specialties. Man, they do great on pizza. And today they have a little specialty pizza on Easter Sunday. It's like a personal pizza. If you by yourself and you just want one pizza, well, here's a sizable thing. It's small, but it's like it's got everything on it in terms of the dressing, whatever you want on it, and the crust is to die for. Absolutely. They also have a special today on soft shell crabs, baked meatballs with ricotta cheese, eggplant parmesan. I sing in the choir at St. Anthony's on Canal Street, and the guitar player was bragging on the eggplant parmesan. He couldn't eat it all. He had to take half of it home. And that's the other thing, is that the prices are reasonable, the portions are big, and just 99% guaranteed you're going to go home with a go box. 14-inch bone-in veal rib chop. Comes out sizzling just like that. They have all kind of beef. The pizzas, like I said, the crust is just to die for. Any type of pizza you want. And the waiters and waitresses are very accommodating. And, you know, you just tell them what you want, and they'll you know, try to put that together for you. We have Bashaw, Christian, Lacey, Tammy is the floor manager, and the whole gang. They'll take care of you. Don't forget to call at 504-488-7991. That's 134 North Carrollton, Venetia's Restaurant. You'll be glad that you did. Okay, that's going to be just about bringing us up to the break
here. Uncle Jack, I got to just add, I am so sorry to hear of Parrish's passing. And I understand, besides you knowing her well from Venetia's, that she also was a neighbor of our cousin Bill and Missy. So that's very sad news.
That's exactly correct. She had a heart of gold. She'd always come up to me and give me a big hug and say, "Hi, Mr. Jack, how you doing?" And it just would make my day, you know, just to be greeted and, you know, felt that, you know, that I counted and she was caring. And, you know, that's the way she was that all the time on the floor. And this is for you, Parrish. So on with the break here. And we're going to a break. Our guests are going to be Robert Treadway and Kit Kat of this cover band called Olds Cool. They're a wonderful cover band, Olds Cool. But first, in our next segment, we're going to go live to the courtroom where we're going to experience the trial of Peter Cottontail. Come on back, everybody. Don't miss this. It's a live trial. If you like trials, you like courtroom drama, you're in for a treat. Come on back, everybody.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Thank you. Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Now step back in that Pete Rochette as we glide down the bayou.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the field reporter Jackie Gumbo. We're in the courtroom where there's a major trial about to take place. Apparently, Peter Cottontail got himself in trouble. And now, here's the courtroom drama of the trial of Peter Cottontail. All rise. The Honorable John B. Pepys presiding. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Yes, I am a peep. My name is John B. Peeps. I'm a big purple peep. But I'm not a purple people eater. In fact, most of you guys ate my peeps this morning when it was in your basket. In your basket was eggs and jelly beans and peeps, and y'all ate my peeps. We have here a failure to communicate. Today's case is centered around one Mr. Peter Cottontail, who allegedly stole a truck filled with Easter eggs and jelly beans. Let it be known that Mr. Cottontail has waived his rights to a court-appointed attorney, and so is pro se. That means he's representing himself. Will the prosecuting attorney please read the allegations as documented by eyewitnesses Tommy and his sister Sue?
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Peter J. Cottontail, heretofore Mr. Cottontail, is charged with willful and contumacious conduct in his failure to provide baskets of Easter joy and the missing pickup truck full of jelly beans for Tommy and the kids and colored eggs for Sister Sue and the kids, along with 4 tons of chocolate bunnies, in violation of Louisiana Criminal Code Sections 99 through 102, RICO, and other pendant felonies and misdemeanors, and, Your Honor, the state will be asking a sentence of life in Angola plus 30 years.
How do you plead to these allegation charges, Mr. Cottontail? Well, I'm not guilty, Your Honor. Definitely not guilty. Well, you see, after all, I'm a rabbit. I don't fit into human cases and stuff like that, but not only that, I not only deny the allegations, I deny the alligators, the crocodiles, and everything else that you could throw at me. I deny it all. Order in the court. Order in the court.
Order? Oh, I'll have a cup of coffee With a healthy pour of Jameson Irish whiskey, please.
Out of order. Out of order. But just for the record, I'll have a 7 and 7. And the church said amen.
Amen.
I just hope this is not a hair-raising experience.
No.
Well, the prosecuting attorney can now go ahead and cross-examine the defendant, Mr. Cottontail.
Now, Mr. Cottontail, before we begin your testimony, I need you to raise your right hand, rabbit foot, and put your left hand, rabbit foot on the Bible. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give in this cause before this court will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Well, as far as I can see, yep. Yep. All right. Yep.
Okay, Mr. Cottontail.
Yep.
Are you under the influence of any mind-altering substances like drugs, alcohol, or psilocybin, mushroomed carrots? Because you seem a bit hopped up.
Well, carrots, yeah. I eat carrots like they're going out of style. You heard yep. Oh, I love carrots. Yeah. You got any carrots?
All right. Mr. Cottontail, you admit you have access to the Easter eggs and chocolate and jelly beans intended for Sister Sue and Tommy. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah, that there would be my job. I mean, I am the Easter rabbit, you know, that's what I do here. Yep. Okay.
Well, Mr. Cottontail, can you explain where you were on the night of March 30th, the night before Easter Sunday?
Well, I left the factory after we've, you know, finished prepping all the jelly beans and the dyed eggs. And I went out. I did go out. Yep. I did go out. Did a 2-ton truck. I got into 2-ton truck filled with jelly beans, dyed eggs, and all the other things that you said. And then drove off.
Okay, and Mr. Cottontail, you have admitted that you were in possession of the Easter treats, and you were aware of your responsibilities to deliver those treats to Sister Sue and Tommy and all the other good little boys and girls. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely true, sir. Yep. Absolutely true. Do that. Been doing that in and out every year for hundreds of years. Yep. Long time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry.
Well, isn't it true? Well, and this has been established testimony, but I'd like to hear your alibi, if you have one, of why the eggs, the jelly beans, the chocolate bunnies, none of this arrived at Tommy's house or for Sister Sue or for any other children on Easter morning.
Oh, no. That there's not true now. That there's not true. We make sure I got a whole crew. We make sure that all them jelly beans and eggs came out. It was just what was in that 2-ton truck. That's that question here. Yep. The 2-ton truck. What was in the 2-ton truck?
Well, can you explain why Sister Sue and Tommy did not receive their Easter treats or the treats contained in the 2-ton truck?
Well, the thing about it is I just do the same thing I did every year. Except there might have been one or two hitches and stuff like that that I'll get to here in a second. Yeah, but you're making me nervous. I got to go. I'll jump on a carrot here.
Well, okay. Let me just make this real clear, Mr. Cottontail. If that is your real name, is it true that you were seen hopping away from Sister Sue and Tommy's house without delivering the treats that were contained in the 2-ton pickup truck?
All right. Here's my closing argument. No, I did not bring the jelly beans and the dyed eggs and the 2-ton truck to human boys and girls. Nope, I didn't bring them to human boys and girls. I made a deal this year with the wee folks and delivered the eggs and jelly beans to the children of elves, leprechauns, and hobbits.
Okay, Your Honor, on behalf of the state, a very brief closing argument. This is a case of res ipsa loquitur, or for those who are not trained in Latin, that means the matter speaks for itself. Mr. Cottontail is no doubt guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And we're asking for a very severe sentence.
I say not guilty as charged.
You're licensed to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Get in swimsuit shape with a little help from your friends at Kronos of Metairie, offering accessible and affordable medical weight loss. No subscriptions, no commitments. A one-time consultation fee of $299 covers all follow-up consultations, and the medicine starts at $30 per injection. Transparent pricing, long-term value at Kronos of Metairie. Call for your appointment today, 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Now step back in that Pied Rocher as we glide down the bayou.
You're listening to the melodic sounds of a wonderful cover band called Old School. That's the Van Morrison tune that they're playing in Gretna. And here to talk to us about the band Old School is an old school friend of mine who's the piano player for Old School, Mr. Robert Treadaway. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you, sir.
Well, how are you doing today?
Relaxing after last night.
Oh, right. What happened last night?
Oh, we were out at the River Shack. We played from 8 to 11 and good crowd and had some fun.
Well, what's some of the songs that y'all played?
Oh, we always do what you just had on, and we do a mix. We probably got about 60 songs that we could do right now. And it's all a mix of 60s, 70s, and 80s mostly, what most of us grew up on.
Now, you and I, we go like a moment back, because we've been knowing each other since we were Cub Scouts at St. Cecilia down in the Ninth Ward.
Yep.
And then I remember after that, we picked up again years later at Holy Cross High School. We were in the band together. I played trumpet, and you played clarinet.
Yep. I started on clarinet, and then I wanted to be in a jazz band. So for some reason, I went to alto sax, which made it – I had to learn how to play flute, because when you switch any arrangements, tenor players play clarinet, and alto players switch to flute. So I had to learn – flute, and then I picked up keyboards when I went to Loyola, because that's a requirement. You got to take 12 hours of piano.
Now, when you went to Loyola, was this a double major? You were like into regular basic music as well as music therapy?
Well, I was a music therapy major, but you still have to take all the education courses. And then later, when I switched to being a teacher, because I was a band director for 13 years. I went back and
where were you a band director at? Where were you a band director at?
I started at Burris High School and Burris Middle School in 2000. And then I went to one of the schools in the recovery district for a couple of months. And then I finished. I was also the band director at Riverside in La Crosse, and then I finished out the last few years at Ben Franklin Elementary.
Oh, wow. That's
on,
pretty,
on Jefferson Avenue.
Right, right. That's pretty groovy. Now, also, too, while, I believe that while you were at Loyola, you started with a band. You started playing with a band. Somebody called you up. His name was Mr. Munch. Is that correct?
Yeah, Lauren Munch and Lynn Munch, they had a group with all family. They both sang, and their little brother, who I'm not sure if he's still a JP or not, or a Harahan deputy. I think he may have retired, but he played drums for him. Actually, all his brothers, with the exception of Lynn, who he sang with, were all either in Jefferson Parish or in New Orleans. They were all police officers. His dad was a police officer.
So you played with their band for a number of years until you came across this band called Old School. So tell us about how you got connected up with Old School.
I answered an ad on Craigslist. Actually, I got hooked up with two bands on Craigslist, two very good bands.
Well, we're talking about Craigslist. Old School. I'm sorry. We're talking about Old School. The focus is Old School. I want to know how you got hooked up with Old School.
I answered an ad, and I sent a text message to Vic Cangelosi, who is the drummer. He had run the ad, and he called me back like a day or so later. And we set up an audition, and the rest is history.
And at this point, we're going to bring in your lead singer, Miss Katie Cat. Hello, Miss Katie Cat.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us your story about how you got to Old School.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. Robbie just mentioned Vic. And originally, during the pandemic, Vic and my husband John connected on Craigslist. And they did kind of a jazz trio for a while. And at some point, they brought me in. I was this folk rock, you know, I did a single, you know, I played my guitar and sang at a cafe. And they said, hey, maybe we should, you know, we could bring you in. And so really, long story short is the genesis of the band was Vic and my husband. And then through a few years, we had some changes in, you know, players, and we were encouraged to do more of the dance, upbeat music, because we really started out doing more of the folk and jazz, and kind of, we didn't really have a great identity in the beginning, but, you know, Robbie came along, and at that point, I think that the players that were left in the group, we had kind of decided that we were just going to, in order to get work, we really needed to focus on this dance music. And so, that's how we're doing now. And everybody, I think, likes what we're doing. And that's important, you know, to that all the band members love the music. You know,
so you have a pretty extensive repertoire, as I understand. But how long was that gig last night?
It was three hours.
3 hours. That's a lot of music. Can you, off the top of your head, just mention, like, some of the, three or four of the songs that y'all played last night?
Absolutely. We do Woodstock by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. We do Natural Woman. We do Ain't No Sunshine. We do Proud Mary. My Maria by B.W. Stevenson. You're No Good, Linda Ronstadt. We have, you know, just a lot of the classic hits from the 60s and 70s. I think that's our core material.
Okay, so that's how you would describe yourself as a 60s and 70s cover band that plays dance music that people apparently love and they enjoy and they come out to hear it. So where's the two places that y'all are gigging? It's the Gretna in Gretna, and also Felix's, I believe. Fill us in on that.
Yes, exactly. River Shack in Gretna, and Felix's, the Lakeshore location in New Orleans, 7400 Lakeshore.
And this is regular ongoing gigs for y'all. So when When's y'all next gig? So when can people in our listening audience can go hear y'all again?
Well, they're currently working on the schedule in these two places. So at this point, we'd love for people, if they're interested in what we're doing, just to visit our website to, you know, join our mailing list so that we can send them, you know, reminders when we're going to be playing. We're also available to playing parties or, you know, any kind of wedding or that kind of thing, corporate event. So, we're happening now.
Well, hold on to that thought right there. When we come back, my co-host Tom is gonna chime in, and he'll have a couple of questions for you too. This is WGSO Radio. We're talking to two of the members of it's a 60s and 70s cover band called Old School, and they gig out at various places throughout the New Orleans area. River Shack and Gretna, and also Felix is at the lakefront. Come on back, y'all. The best is yet to come. Hold on.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait, communicate. Visit getagameplan.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. And step back in that P. Rocher as we glide down the bayou.
This is Old School playing Van Morrison tune at the River Shack in Gretna. Welcome back, everybody, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. We're on the line with Robert Treadaway and Katie Cat, who's the lead singer. Old School. Okay, gang, let me introduce you over here to my co-host, Tom. Tom, say hello to Miss Katie Cat and Robert Treadaway.
Hi, Katie Cat and Robbie. Thanks for coming on the show. And thanks for performing. Thanks for music. And Robbie, especially for teaching and teaching music and just keeping it going.
Well, you're welcome. It's great to be here.
Okay. Well, do you have any other questions or comments, Tom?
I do. I actually, this might just be my observation, and I don't want to be one of those guys that just always thinks like, you know, our music was the best music, but I've got four kids, adult children now, two men, two women, and it just seems like they know our music, and I'm wondering if, as performers, if you find this. I mean, obviously, when you're playing 60s and 70s, folks like me in our 60s and 50s or 70s ourselves, I'm sure like the music. But have you noticed young people? I'm amazed when I'm hearing kind of a retro song, seeing kids my kids' age in their 30s and late 20s, but even teenagers singing our songs. And I'm just wondering if you've noticed that or if that's just my imagination.
Absolutely. If you go to YouTube and look at some, you know, look up some of these songs, the covers, it's oftentimes very young people embracing these old classic songs. And that really makes me feel good because I love this music. And, you know, we want an audience of all ages to come and appreciate this music. So I say yes.
Katie mentioned YouTube. There's a few creators on YouTube, and I've seen it on TikTok too. It's they go on, and it's like it's the first time they're hearing. The first one that comes to mind is Bee Gees, and it's like it was later Bee Gees. It was when they were in their disco kind of thing, but it's like and. Since there's a video that's with it, when they're playing the song, it's like you can see the expression on their faces, and it's like I really can't believe you never heard this before, and they're sold on it from the first time that they hear it. Just about anybody that they put on, I've seen them do Carole King, I've seen them do Queen, I've seen them do just a lot of people, Bee Gees and people like that. But yeah, it's like my two kids grew up on it because they slipped into it. But when I see the expressions on young people's faces, it's like, we never knew that existed. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's not,
that stuff just it has such a good sound. My, nephew, Roman, this is a couple years ago when he was 11, knew, and I think it might have been from a show, but he had a playlist, and they were all from 1971, which was an incredible music year. And I told Roman, I said, these are songs. I was 11 in 1971, and I made a list. This is just that one year. It was Maggie May, Me and Bobby McGee, Knock Three Times, My Sweet Lord, Imagine, Stairway to Heaven, Brandy, Wild Horses, Brown Sugar, Joy to the World, probably 20 other, like, and when I hear those songs, I can't even imagine. I don't know. I just hope, and I like new music now too, but it seems like there was some real special music made in that era of the folk scene from the late 60s to kind of what was evolving into pop music into the 70s. But I love that it's still out there and you all are out playing it.
Well, this
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, 1971 just happens to be my favorite year. There was incredible music. My favorite artist of all time is Joni Mitchell, and her Blue album came out in 1971.
Yep.
So, yes, I say yes. I love that.
Well, this question is for Miss Katie Cat. Katie, when you're singing with the band, what two or three songs do you really feel passion for that you really like to sing?
Let's see. Well, I do Bonnie Raitt, Something to Talk About. I especially like Linda Ronstadt. I just really love her music. I'm just trying to think of that. You're No Good. That's a really fun one. We do.
We do Heat Wave.
Yeah. Stony End. Laura Nero is another favorite.
Oh yes, Laura. Right.
She wrote some.
Died way too
music.
Young. She died way, way, way too young. I saw her performing in the French Quarter.
Oh, wow.
Doing, you know, let's go down by the river, drink my daddy's wine. While she was still living, and she played on the piano. It was incredible. And then, you know, within a couple of years, she was gone. You know, just she made her impression and changed the course of a lot of rock and roll, I think. So when you guys are gigging, what songs do y'all play that usually gets the people up on the floor dancing?
I think Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and Messina is one that people really love to dance to.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, yeah.
We do another good one that a lot of people, and we actually open with this, is Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, okay.
By King Harvest. And a lot of people remember the song, but there's not too many people that play it. And we kind of do. That was one of the things when I looked at the list, is we do things that everybody knows, but we do a few songs like that people know they heard and they know they like, but it's like you don't hear a lot of cover bands doing it.
Well, New Orleans is a weird place like that, because I got this from several DJs over there. New Orleans was the place where you bought a 45 for $1, and the B-side is the one that is the side that made the hit. New Orleans is one of the only places that's peculiar like that. So when someone wants to book you guys, who's the go-to person? What's the number they need to call to get in contact with you if they want to book you for a party, a band, to have a special event or a wedding and things like that? Who's the go-to person? What's the number?
Well, you know, at this point, I'd say that there are three of us. Robbie handles the Facebook, so you can contact him through our Facebook page.
Okay, I need something. We're running out of time here. Please give us a number, a way for our audience to get in contact with you guys so they could book you.
Okay, I'll give you my number, Katie Catanella, 858-699-2239.
Okay, you want to say that again, but a little bit slower?
Katie Catanella, 858-699-2239.
Okay, and you have a website they're developing. How do people get to this website?
Old School, OldsCool.nola.com.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Anything else that y'all want to say about Old School?
Yes, I share lead singer status with our bass player, Terry, who you heard singing in the, you know, as you brought the
show. Yes. Yeah, go ahead and say the names of the whole band. Yeah, that would be great. Go ahead.
Okay, we have Terry Pospisil, myself, Katie Catanella, Vic Cangelosi.
And tell us the instruments that they play and what they do in a band. I know we got Robbie on the piano. You're the lead singer along with the guitar.
Terry is bass and vocals. He's also, you know, lead singer. We have Vic Cangelosi drums. Who did I leave out? Blaine on lead guitar. And I'm so sorry his last name is eluding me at the moment.
That's right, all right. Well, it's been wonderful having y'all. What'd you think about that, Tom?
Excellent. Terry sound, I thought that was Van Morrison singing, actually. That's excellent.
No, that was them. Yeah, that was them.
Yeah. And Linda Ronstadt, I had her poster on my dorm room freshman year of college. I liked her music, but I also liked her look back then.
Yeah.
Well, give us that website one more time.
Oldschool-NOLA, OldschoolNOLA.com.
Well, it was great having y'all. I had a few little technical problems, so we couldn't get all the songs that we wanted to get in, but at least the people got to hear y'all. It was wonderful having y'all. Thank you so much for joining our show. This is the Jackie Gumbo Show, and thanks for joining us. See you later, Tom.
Happy Easter, everybody.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.